dropping.
Brother, there's far too many of you dying. You know we've got to find a way to bring some loving here today.
Focus on the mentality of people. I mean, what is your opinion on that?
Well, there's something that we have to realize. And the thing that we have to realize is that ironically, the country that has more guns per capita is Canada. And they rarely have murders because they have responsible gun ownership. And because I'm not going to try and say what they're doing other than what we're doing. But what I will say is this. We've got to start at home, and that's one of the things that I stress with what we think is parent education, is peer education, is teacher education. Because without that, we're just unleashing kids to emulate what they see on TV. I mean, you see teenagers, who do they emulate, Martin Luther King or Scarface? I mean, we have a lot of entertainment record labels and industries that have chosen to take on this gangster persona and are naming their record labels after old school mafia gangsters. And this is what they're choosing to identify with. This is what they're choosing to put out there for public consumption. And I have a problem with that. And one of the major things that we stress at Bullies Think is we have to teach our children where to go, and that is where a lot of our trainings go. That is where the Black Girl Blues training goes with self-identification and things of that nature. That is where the legacy training goes, looking backward to go forward so that we can get these types of issues under control so that we do not constantly have this barrage of violence perpetuated by misguided youth. So what I will say is this, for those of you that are just tuning in, I know the format is a little bit different today. You are listening to Bullies Think Radio, powered by LR Media. I am your host, Carolyn Strong. If you would like to reach me, you can go to the website at www.bulliesstink.com. That's BulliesStink.com. You can reach us on Facebook at Join Bullies Think, and you can find us on Twitter at Bullies, BULLIES, Stink. So, again, we've kind of changed our format a little bit. We're not just talking about bullying today. We're talking about violence in general and violence against youth in particular. So we're going to take a break, and then we're going to come back, and we're going to take some callers, and we're going to have a conversation with our special guest.
We're going to go to break, and when we come back, more on Bullies Stink Radio.
We'll be right back.
her soul. Many people died of her before this.
Just tuning in. Thank you for tuning in to Bullies Think Radio, powered by LR Media Group. I am your host and I am the founder of Bullies Think, Carolyn Strong. Again, I want to take the opportunity to thank you all for calling in and say you can reach Bullies Think at www.bulliesthink.com. You can find us on Facebook at Join Bullies Think, and you can find us on Twitter at Join Bullies Think. Today, we're deviating from our normal format a little bit to talk about the recent rash of violence that has been spreading across the country, particularly that violence as it affects our youth. So, LaDonna and I today have been chatting a bit about the Connecticut school shootings, and I know, LaDonna, that you just told me something interesting that I didn't know, which opened up a whole different perspective on this for me.
Yeah, I mean, the shooter, and, you know, we don't want to keep praising his name too much to, you know, this is what happens with copycats. You know, they say, oh, my God, look at all the fame that this person got, that person got. I'm going to do the same thing and go out even bigger. And we pray that doesn't happen. But Adam Lanza was evaluated a while back, and they found that the person that was working with him, the psychiatrist, had mentioned that they were more afraid of him being a victim of, if you will, bullying. I mean, they insinuated that it would be something more of being a victim of violence or a victim of bullying. And but he turned out to be the
perpetuator of one of the most violent school shootings in American history. And this is, again, something that we talk about again and again every week when we say that the bullying programming, in addition to just having something for schools and something preventative, when you do find that you have these students that have, or children that may have a proverbial target on their forehead or may fit the, I guess, description or dynamic or profile, that's the word I'm searching for, if they fit the profile of a victim, then you have to have something in place for them as well. And, again, those are programs that I do stress when I talk to schools and I talk to administrators. You have to have, in addition to having just this preventative piece, if children have been identified as being at risk, you have to have something for them too. And that makes all the difference in the world. You have your piece for your quote-unquote bully. You have your piece for that person that is, designated to have that aggressive behavior. But you also have to reach back and say, well, what is that quiet person in the corner doing? Because 9 times out of 10, when we have violence of this nature, it's always the person that you never hear anything from. And that's always what they say. Well, we didn't expect this, because typically these people don't walk around with banners that say, tomorrow I'm going to commit a very violent act and try to go into the annals of history as the infamous so-and-so, which is why I dare not even speak his name. Because even after this, as far as I'm concerned, that's giving him way too much power. So that's where I am with that. And, again, I keep reaching back for the legacy training, because that's the legacy workshop, because that's the one that keeps coming to mind when I see people that are targets or that are walking around with targets on their back. And that's the workshop that I do when I try to reach back and give them a little more self-esteem or a little more self-worth so that they're not falling into this victim mentality. So I'm not sure at this point what else. Okay, I'm sorry. It's been a day. Like I said, this has been in my head all day, and it's just kind of messing with me a little bit. But as I was saying, we have the Legacy Workshop, which does work towards giving, increasing, filling in those blanks. Maybe something's going on at home. We never know until we truly sit down and talk to the student, and that is one of the main reasons that social workers and counselors are so important in our schools, because as LaDonna said, this particular individual was identified as being at risk for that, and maybe as the story unfolds, we'll find out that, maybe we'll find out that they did try to do something for him, but as it stands right now, it was an identification, and there was nothing else said about it until he killed 26 people. So, and the other thing that I want to stress is that I know a lot of times Bully Stink says we are here to put a different face on bullying. We are here because the African-American community is being ignored. And that is nonetheless true today. But the thing that I want to say is that a victim is a victim, a perpetrator is a perpetrator. This is not a black and white issue. This is a violence against our youth issue. And that is one of the things that our special guest is going to talk about today. So I'm trying my best to get through what I had planned today so that we can get to him, because I know a lot of people tuned in for him, and he's eagerly awaiting the chance to talk to you. So what I am going to do now is the thing that I did want to talk about, we've talked about the city. We've talked about the fact that Chicago's had more shootings than Afghanistan. We've talked about the fact that outside of Chicago's murder rate actually is quadruple that of New York and double that of Los Angeles. But it's not just the city. The suburbs aren't faring much better. Evanston specifically, and I'm saying Evanston, specifically has received an has seen an increase in violence that's prompted the community to come together and unite in a way that hasn't happened in a while. And according to the Chicago Tribune, they had a forum in October that was dedicated to figuring out how to alleviate the violence within their community. Okay, I got buzzing. I'm hoping that's our special guest. Hang on 1 second. Okay, I'm getting word that he is close, so he's eagerly awaiting to talk to you. But the other thing that I wanted to say, if I can get back to Connecticut for a second, is that these teachers were properly trained in case of an attack on the school, and we need to make sure that our children, that our teachers, and that our school staff are trained in these things, and those trainings don't just stop at being trained. What if a gunman barges into your building? What if there's an attack on your school? What if there's a threat to your school? We need to train our teachers and our staff how to deal with everyday occurrences and issues as they relate to violence. We need to figure out how to handle the violence situations. We need to figure out how to handle the bullying situations. And, excuse me, that is why I feel that Bully Stink and other programs like it are so important. Because this is what we do. We are trained to see these things. We are trained to handle them. We are trained to teach staff what to look for. And when the need arises, we are trained to deal with the situation on both behalf of the perpetrator and on behalf of the bully. Now, with that being said, I'm going to go ahead and I'm going to take a break. And then when we come back, we're going to chat with our special guest.
We're going to go to break, and when we come back, more on Bully Stink Radio.
We all agree tonight, all of the speakers have agreed, that America has a very serious problem. Not only does America have a very serious problem, but our people have a very serious problem. America's problem is
bugging. It's one or two suckers, ignorant brothers, trying to rob and steal from one another. You get caught in the mid, so to crush that stereotype, here's what we did. We got ourselves together so that you could unite and fight for what's right. Not negative cause, the way we live is positive, we don't kill our relatives.
Pop, 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 when it's shot, who's to blame? Headline, front page, and rap, the name. MC Delight here to state the bottom line. The black on black crime was way before our time.
Sugar Brothers, life with a knife.
Unemployed, C-Rap Radio.
straight, or a clue but what to do is stop the violence and kick the science down the road that we call eternity, where knowledge is formed and you learn to be self-sufficient, independent. To teach the East is what rap intended, but society wants to invade, so do not walk this path that they laid. It's
self-destruction.
Televised weight loss show The Biggest Loser, along with his sister Daphne, Adrian has had much success as a singer, songwriter, actor, voiceover artist, and commercial jingle singer.
Well,
look, I need to make you as happy as possible so you'll come back. See how that works? Let's see. What else would you like for me to say about you?
Well, I have a group called Entrepreneur Endeavors, which is a not-for-profit. It's located in Evanston. We're looking at a location now and a site in Englewood.
Oh, cool. They could use that help there, too.
Oh, go ahead. The foundation of Entrepreneur Endeavors is we have the kids come in, we give them a teachable moment through music, and through that they develop a project. Once that project is developed, they go out and they sell it. We come in with all the funds, and then I tell them, hey, whatever you're passionate about, just like you are in music, you can transfer that music or transfer your passion into an actual business. Of course, the ones that want to be lawyers or doctors, I can't teach them that. So we have a firm that they learn to become lawyers. And we have University of Chicago where they go and actually, not intern, but assist with some of the medical students. So, of course, they have to be a little bit older because they're around cadavers and hearts and all that
right.
stuff. But, yeah, that's Entrepreneur Endeavor thing.
Nice. Now, you jumped right into the program. Mr. Adrian Dorch, ladies and gentlemen.
Hey, what's going on?
Okay, I just wanted to get that in there so people knew who you were. Not that they don't.
Right.
Not that they don't. How are you?
I'm blessed and highly favored. I won't complain. First of all, thanks for having me. Thanks for bringing me out. It's my pleasure to be here, and so... Without further ado, let's move forward
okay.
to the agenda.
Okay, well, the first thing that we were talking about, we normally, our show is formatted a little bit differently.
Okay.
But like we were talking about when you walked in, we did dedicate a majority of today's show to the first grade class that was killed in Connecticut 2 days ago and the 6 teachers. And I know that they talked about one teacher that when she heard the gunfire in the hallway, she hid her students. And when the gunman came by, she told him that her class was in the gym and he killed her, but all her students lived. And it's just putting another face to all the violence that I know you and I have been talking about, all of the violence that's in the city, all of the violence that's in your community right now. And what we're trying to do is figure out how programs like Entrepreneurial Endeavors, say that 5 times, and programs like Bully Stink can help prevent situations like this.
Right.
That's where we are. So I just wanted to catch you up, and I wanted to weigh in on that.
Well, one of the things that I'm promoting with the new building that we're having in Evanston and getting the site is that it's open 24 hours. I mean, a lot of programs are out there, and I believe that a lot of programs are getting funds and are not proven. I mean, if kids are doing great things, they need to put that out there. There needs to be a place where kids can go 24 hours and they can feel safe. Unfortunately, the climate of Evanston has been, how can I say, in the last 4 to 5 months, there has been murders. There's a family feud going on in Evanston, and there are murders going on in Evanston, and quite frankly, people are scared. Now, Evanston's on the north side. I mean, we're talking about Cosbyville. We're talking about right where Northwest is.
Did you just say Cosbyville?
Oh, man. The Bugetto black folks.
Oh, no. Okay, can you spare the Northwestern grad, please? Can you not?
But it's just shameful in this day and age that, you know, not only in the inner cities but in our suburbs that, you know, the deaths and the confusion is trickling down into our communities. And so what I ask all of us is to stand up and, you know, make ourselves available for the youth and for the families. Make ourselves available for the youth and the families. And establish, if you have a non-for-profit or if you have a building, if you're a church, open your doors 24 hours. You know, so are these kids, so these families can have a safe haven, so they can have a place to go. I mean, not just my community. I walk around the communities. I see kids out late at night in the streets. And if there is violence occurring, then they're subject to being victims of violence.
Okay, and you're talking about having the doors open for 24 hours.
Yeah, whether you're a church. I mean, old school. I mean, we were growing up, you heard about churches having their doors open.
So for you specifically, what type of programs are we offering when we open these doors for 24 hours?
Well, I know the type of programs that I'm offering when I open the doors for 24 hours. I mean, kids can come in. They can work out. I mean, a newfound love of mine is working out from being on The Biggest Loser. They can come in free of charge in a recording studio and record stuff. Of course, certain ages, okay, no cursing, no profanity unless you're a certain age because nobody wants to hear a young person express themselves in that manner. But we do give a platform for older adults. The group is from 6 years old up to 25 because there needs to be a place for younger adults to be.
Okay.
So we have a studio. We have working out. If you want to cook, if you want to learn how to cook and chef, we also have a kitchen there. There's other things as far as artwork, dance, poetry, if you're a musician. So it's kind of an overall arts program.
Okay.
Right now we're getting into manufacturing. I'm an Ascot company, so some of the kids that like designing, they get into sewing. So pretty much cosmetology. I mean, it's a plethora of things. You know?
Okay.
If anything, the beautiful thing I love about my program is when kids come in and they talk about things they want to add on to it, we're just not so close-knit. We won't say, hey, let's go for a grant or let's go for funding. This is all about the kids. It's all about the family.
Okay. The other thing that I want to say is that one of the things that Bully Stink stresses is parent education. And that's why a lot of the workshops that we do are geared towards parents so that we can let parents know what to look for, so that we can have some sort of listing of signs and symptoms so that you as a mom or a dad or any, the responsible adult in that child's life can know what to look for when something is not going awry. So I'm just saying that I hope in this 24-hour time that there is some time and space for parents to come in.
You know, you're so right. And don't let me forget about the parents. One thing in dealing with schools, 65 and 202, you hear about kids, kids, and kids. You know, we have 100% parent involvement.
Okay.
I mean, we have a lot of parents that wanted to be singers, wanted to be musicians, and because of their lifestyle and working, they wasn't able to. So it allows them to come and enjoy and to share this moment with their kids.
Okay.
And you're right. It is about the families. I mean, we know education starts at home and everything starts at home, but often I found out when you deal with the kid and not the family, it's kind of like deprogramming them when they go home. Because they're not going home to all the things that you're offering.
No, absolutely not. They're going home to whatever it was that started in the first place.
Right, right. So you're so correct.
So that is definitely one of the things that I wanted to just add my little 2 cents in there and say, hey, let's not forget about mom and dad.
Go ahead, use that degree on me, girl. Use that degree. but moving forward in Evanston and abroad, we just were in Inglewood, and this weekend in Inglewood, we were allowed through Whole Foods to go out there and feed some kids and feed some families.
Well, that's good.
And it was amazing because, you know, I thought I've seen, quote-unquote, the hood of poverty, but we were on 62nd and Polina in Marshfield, and I met these young kids, and it was just amazing how hungry they were. And when I say hungry for somebody to come in and help them and be a part of their life. And when we fed them, some of the stuff was vegan and vegetarian, some of the stuff was actually meat.
Mm-hmm.
And I mean, I almost was in tears to see there were cats coming towards us. I mean, not only were the kids hungry, it was up under the Oliver Twist Act. Not only were the kids hungry, like, the cats were hungry.
Oh, wow.
I mean, it was really just that deep. And the girls were receptive of me, and I don't know whether they have fathers or not, but the guys were looking at me like, hold on a second, you know, he not even eating the food. So, of course, I had to eat some of the food to show them that, you know, the food is okay.
Mm-hmm.
But it just amazed me that the girls were open and the guys, and then after a while, they got open and it was like, hey, can I get some water? And then I found out the reason why some of the guys weren't eating the chicken, because they were vegetarians.
Okay.
You know, so I'm just saying, how can I say, on the other side of the globe, I kind of was taken back that just not so far from our community that kids are really hurting that bad. We've seen an open lot there, and one of the things I was throwing this week in Inglewood was to raise funds, $100,000 for a new community center there,
okay,
a new flagship of Entrepreneur Endeavors. And we found a site. We're doing some of the red tape on it, but, like, just communities abroad are at need. And, you know, I remember growing up and there being so many programs, and, I mean, not just programs, because programs that were proven. And
right.
I'm proud to speak about what kids are doing. And I feel like a lot of programs are getting money, a lot of money, and not doing anything with these kids.
Absolutely. I mean, I couldn't agree more. I could not agree more. But, again, like I said, in addition to that parent piece, I'm glad that you talked about that. I'm glad that you talked about that difference between the males versus the female piece.
Right.
And that is why a lot of the Bully Stink trainings are divided by gender.
Mm.
Because a lot of the things that we do with the child in mind. And males and females operate differently.
Right.
Even as small children. That's not just something that starts when you get married. That's not something that starts when you get into a relationship. We're talking that's starting from the 2-year-old little boy that's banging the truck up against the wall versus the 2-year-old little girl that's caressing the baby doll.
Right.
So they're just very distinct differences. And that's why, like I said, I have the Black Girl Blues that's specifically addressing the cattiness of girls and that I call it the factor. Because you know, you get a bunch of girls in the room, somebody's leaving out crying. It's just a fact.
Right, right.
And
I got 2 daughters, and I can honestly say, not having a son, I feel more comfortable being affectionate to my daughters than I would if I had a son.
And that was exactly, you know, that's exactly what I was about to get into,
right,
which is why I separate the boys. And when you do the legacy training and the what happens when keeping it real is really not the answer.
Right.
Because a lot of boys, we were talking about this earlier, when you look at a lot what's happening with our young men and they're emulating a lot of artists, they're emulating a lot of music artists, and the
right.
music artists tend to take a very violent view and a violent take on things. Well, I mean, let's look at some of these rap labels we got out here. What, Murder, Inc.,
right.
and who's everybody's favorite rap reference is Scarface.
Right.
And these are mass murderers.
Right.
And these are the personas that they're taking on. And sometimes we have to unpack a lot of that and take away a lot of those layers so we can get down to the core of who these boys are. No, you're not Scarface.
Right.
No, you're not a part of the Illuminati.
Right.
You're just a little boy whose daddy walked out on him, and you're trying not to let anybody see you cry.
Well, you know what, and I want to address that, because I was talking to some of the young men in my group, and, you know, it's not a conspiracy. It's the truth. We've been set up. I mean, I've never seen a huge group of black males get together and do too much of anything super solid. And I think it's time for us to get together. And I say that because when did black men get together and say we all gonna go to jail?
Hmm?
I mean, let's be honest. There are a lot of black males in jail. When did they get together and say we're gonna leave our families? It's too many of them in jail locked up to say that it's not a conspiracy, you know. I mean, how could I say this?
Just say it.
I think brothers have been set up. We've been set up. And as far as females, they have even a harder time. They have even a harder time within the system. I met this brother named Tony who actually builds places for when people get out of jail. And he was wrongfully accused. And he builds places for people to get out of jail, male and female, for them to come and stay and get jobs. And he told me, you know, females have a heart in jail than males have a heart in jail. If a female murders her self-defense, murders a male, is more inclined that she will get locked up even if it was self-defense. In this country, if you get away from this country, you understand that women are more celebrated and respected in America than they are outside of America. I mean, there are places that you can straight up just stone a female. So I'm just saying... And we won't get into all the trading of children and women overseas, but as far as fathers here, I think it's a time for men to stand up. I mean, it doesn't have to be your kid. When I was growing up, we had older gentlemen, whether if they was drinking or getting high or what, at least they gave you the option to say and said to you, yeah, young blood, you shouldn't be doing this. It's like now the older gentlemen are actually smoking with these kids and drinking with these kids. I mean, they don't have...
Let's just be real about it. The "you're going to be better than me" is gone.
Right.
Because I hear what you're saying in the sense that it was, I'm doing this, but you're not going to do that. And that "you're going to be better than me" is gone. And it's been replaced with, it's good enough for me, so it's good enough for you.
Right.
And that's why I can't stress that parent piece enough. Because just like we have to reprogram our kids, we have to reprogram our parents. And we have to say, no, this isn't good enough for either of you.
Right, right.
No, going to jail is not good enough for you. No, not having an education is not good enough for you. No, your child constantly being suspended or constantly being in trouble, that's not good enough for you.
Right.
This is not who you are. And that's why, again, I keep going back to the workshops and the programming, because that's kind of where I live in terms of how I see the world. It comes out through the workshops that I design. And that is why everything that I do has a historical component, so that we can tell these youth, this is not what you come from.
Yeah.
How did you go from kings and queens to living behind bars? How did that happen? And again, a lot of this doesn't have a race, because all of those kids that were killed in Connecticut, those were not African-American kids, but that doesn't matter.
Right.
Those were somebody's children.
Right.
And when you look at how we as a society,
right,
Call of Duty.
Right.
What's the other one? Grand Theft Auto.
Right, right.
All of these games that, thanks to the proliferation of technology, look more and more real,
right,
than ever before. They've desensitized,
right,
a lot of these kids. So a lot of this stuff that they're seeing, even though they've never seen it up front, they feel like they have.
Right, right.
And that plays a part in this. Let's just be real about it. There's so, and I know I might sound like I'm all over the place, because this is such a big, huge problem,
yeah,
that I'm trying to figure out how to chop it up and attack it.
Right. We most definitely have to be the change that we want to see. And you most definitely have to put not blinders on, but stay focused and try to take care of what you can take care of in front of you, because it is such a larger issue. I mean, there are some things that you unfortunately can't change. I mean, one of the reasons why Obama had to hurry up and get in his presidency, because he was making votes against what he believed. Because you got to make friends in order to get things passed. And so if he was going to become president, he had to go ahead and go out there and say, I'm going to run. Because he has, I mean, when he was senator, he was making votes against what he believed. And what I say moving forward, was the 1985 National Geographic Lucy, DNA. And what I'm saying is, why I'm going back there is because, you know, true wealth knows that there is no color. They know that everybody came from a place of color. So what I'm saying is, whether you black or whether you
white. See, now you're about to start going there.
Whether you black or whether you white or whether what, I mean, there is no, we are the same. That's what I'm trying to say. I mean, the oldest remains found, DNA, was a woman of color. And so all I'm saying is true wealth. I mean, true wealth, no, there isn't any color. This is a community thing. This is not a black or white thing. It's a community thing. Because you know what? The velocity of a bullet can spew out of your community into a community, especially in my community, which is 3 miles radius in each direction. And I think that's why so many people in Evanston are scared. They're scared. They're already been trying to speed up and get everybody out of there through gentrification. And so they've been told that really the brothers are on the street taking care of it. The police can't. For the first time in my life, you know, you see those movies where nobody in the community wants to trick, and that stuff is real. If the police is not there and they don't say anything and people from the community don't say anything, that person can be walking right in front of you and walk through the community and be free after everybody knows that he committed a murder.
Or be in class with your kids.
And be in class with your kids. And I never realized how real that is until it happened to my own community, because people know who the perk is. They know who's doing the killing. But it's like, it's been said that if that person is tricked upon, there's going to be random shootings. And when we say random, we're talking about, like I said, this ain't a white or black thing. It's going to be, we're talking about a community shootings.
Right.
So, yeah, we have our work cut out. Right now, I'll be meeting this week, getting the final red tape cleared on the building in Evanston. And we will have those kids in there within 72 hours. I'm believing that 24 hours, we can have them for 24 hours. I have over 400 kids on my roster. I have a small setup, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I can barely host 400 kids. But hopefully, unfortunately, through the climate in Evanston, they're being more open about getting us into the space fast and clearing the red tag. So hopefully with your help, you know, yeah, this thing will get passed.
You know, I got you. No problem. Bully Stink is on the case.
That's what's up.
Bully Stink is definitely on the case. Right now we're going to take a break, and then we're going to come back, and we are going to
check. What?
You know, we got to take breaks. We got to do stuff. So, but if you can stay, then
I'm
we.
I'm here.
Okay, as long as you can stay, when we come back, we are going to talk to you some more.
All right.
Sitting here in my bed, I've been thinking about everything that's been said. I realize what's at stake. From the moment I met you, I just ain't been the same. I need you here in my life. That's a hard thing to find. Girl, I'm a good man, and you're a good woman. There's so much more I want to discover, baby. In this love, it lasts a lifetime. Deep in my heart, love, it lasts forever.
And we're back. For those of you that are just tuning in, welcome to Bully Stink Radio, powered by LR Media. You can find us on Facebook. I'm sorry, group. You can find us online at www.bullystink.com. You can find us on Facebook at Join Bully Stink, and you can locate us on Twitter at bullies_stink. For those of you that are just tuning in, we are having a conversation with Mr. Adrian Dortch. We've been talking about a little bit of everything. This is one of those days where I wish the show was just a little bit longer.
I can come back.
Oh, you just say, see, you know, I'm going to hold you to that now. We're talking about the violence across the country. We're talking about the violence that we're seeing locally. And we're talking about the importance of grassroots community programs like yours and like mine, and how important those are to the community. And there was one other question I wanted to ask you, because I know we're running out of time here. What should community programs do?
You know what? Well, I think community programs like mine and yours should do exactly what we're doing, more quality programming that actually fits in what kids want and what they need. Like I said, a lot of kids in school are getting now medicated, and it's because kids learn different. A lot of kids that look like you and I can't sit still in class and they think they need to be medicated, but they don't understand there's a rhythm. That's why they move and can't sit still. There's a rhythm, and a lot of kids don't learn the same way like other kids, and they're medicating them. They get more money in schools for medicating kids. And I say that because, I'm saying learning by a rhythm, music is the key. And like I said, that's the foundation of my not-for-profit. So what a lot of kids love about my program is that they can come and express themselves through music, through song, through poetry, through instrumentation, and if not through that, through fashion or whatever they want to discover. I think the good thing about my program is that we're open to go for other grants. It's pretty much our kids develop our program. They develop our curriculum.
Okay.
If a kid comes in and say, I'm interested in this, we actually go out to find that. We try to tailor it for, and like you said, not only for kids, but for families. We do outreach. We're in all the schools in Evanston, and our newfound love for Inglewood, going out and reaching Inglewood and bringing some of those kids in. Every Friday, 62nd and Palina or Marshall, I actually meet with some of those kids in Inglewood, and we started doing some of the things that we do in Evanston as far as music and education and just as a foundation being there for them. And in a nutshell, feeding them. Like I said, I went to that community, and I was just amazed how many kids are just not eating regular healthy meals every day. One thing I understand after coming off the Biggest Loser show is how, and this is going to trip you out, sugar. You go into any of these gas stations, and they have all these high sugar products.
Oh, yeah.
And if you Google it, sugar is one element away from not cocaine, crack. Now, I'm saying that, and, you know, the first time I heard that, I laughed. But I was like, sugar is sugar.
So you say that while I got a Snicker bar in my hand, right? That's how you feel.
But, you know, don't be surprised that it's a transition from that corner store and all that sugar in our community. Kids are more prominent to get high or to go to drugs because they're already being conditioned at a young age. Like I said, sugar is one element away from not cocaine, crack. And, you know, that's something we learned and on The Biggest Loser, working out why it's so hard to make a healthier lifestyle is because that is an addiction.
Well, let me ask you this, keeping with that line of working out, because one of the things, again, that I do stress with Bully Stink is education. But now you've got me wondering what happens when you couple that with the working out piece too, because a lot of these kids have a lot of pent-up aggression, and there's only so much that talking about it is going to do. And I'm thinking that maybe if we are able to have our workshops and talk about it and then give them something to punch.
Right. No, you're right.
That maybe we can help eradicate this problem a little sooner. Because I'll be honest with you, as the founder of Bully Stink, I'm working towards putting myself out of a job.
Mm.
Like, that's my goal. The day I'm unemployed, the day I am no longer needed as a bullying activist will be the best and worst day of my life.
Don't say that because too loud, you know, non-for-profits, they trying to do the reverse thing. They want generation after generation And that's the one thing I'll say about some not-for-profits in Evanston. You know, generation after generation shouldn't be coming through there getting the same service unless it's an enrichment program.
Yeah.
I mean, they're coming through getting the same service when I'm talking about teen pregnancy. You know, mama was a teen parent, and then turn around and child's a teen parent. The one thing I will say is you see more young men standing up being fathers. I can't say that. I see a lot more young men standing up wanting to be that father for their child. If anything, I see a lot of the females not wanting them to take on that responsibility.
But, you know, you see the same thing in the bullying arena as well, especially when I am working with families and I see child bully. And, well, his daddy was the same way.
Right.
His father picked on everybody, and you're starting to have those intergenerational issues. But it's because, like I said earlier, violence begets violence.
Right.
It breeds more violence. And until we teach people another way to live, and it goes right with what you're saying, too, until we teach people another way to live, they're going to keep perpetuating the same things that got them there in the first place. And, again, we're missing that you're going to be better than me piece. I don't know where it went. I've been looking under rocks, couches, in between seat cushions for it. Don't know where it went.
Right. And, you know, I was blessed enough to actually still, both my parents are still together. You know, fortunately but unfortunately, my father is like, has an attitude of like James from Good Times, not to love knowing that JJ can actually paint, you know, me having so many skills. And like you said, the whole thing, you're going to be better than me. I'm not trying to say my father is jealous, but, I mean, at a young age, I couldn't finish going to college, so instead of finishing Columbia, I built my own recording studio and started my own business, had my own nonprofit. I ran for school board 65 and 202, which was a catalyst move to unify the school board, and I actually ran for alderman. So I'm saying just not gaining, getting support for those things as an older man, you know, still from a father, so I guess it's that whole thing, I guess waiting for Super Dad, not Superman, you know. You know, and I would just say, you know, growing up, I understood that in our community I couldn't go outside of it a lot, yeah, in Evanston, because he sheltered me. And so the love for food, and another thing is, I'm bringing this around to bullying. A lot of men out there bully themselves, sons, like, don't cry, be a man, or just the hitting and the pushing. I mean, all that can be considered as bullying. And so
you should have been here 3 weeks ago when we talked about family bullying. Had a whole show about it.
A lot of that stuff does make you tougher, but a lot of that stuff, how can I say this? You see your counterpart, and when I say counterpart, you see your friend that might be Caucasian or a different color, and you see them being hugged and loved and celebrated, and then you in your household, and you can't help to wonder what's going on with your father when it's like, sit down. Shut up. Nobody will hear you talking. You know, just all of that kind of stuff, you know. And I think a lot of parents need to listen to their kids as well as kids need to listen to the parent. I think we both have something to share, and I don't think that is appreciated nowadays, especially in this day and age of technology where these kids clearly know too much and don't even know how much they know.
Yeah.
I just think that parents are not open. I mean, one thing you say before you have kids, I want my kids to be smarter than me. I want them to have what I didn't have. I want them to have opportunity I didn't have. And then when they get those opportunities and they are smarter than you, you're kind of shunned upon. You know, that one prayer that you pray before you even have kids, it comes true, and then it's like shunned upon. You know, I think the reality of it is sometimes you do get what you ask for. Unfortunately, it might not come through you, it comes through your child, and I don't know, and maybe that would be me asking my father, you know, and I, you know, probably get punched in the chest by but, you know, are you jealous, and what is the issue?
And, you know, again, that's why, and I know we got to go, but that's why that parent education piece is important. That is definitely why it's important. And maybe one day you will get to a point that you can say that to him without getting punched in the chest.
Right.
That's the goal, not to get punched in the chest. So I'm hoping that, and that's why I stress the parent piece. Yes, I am an educator by trade. Yes, I typically do teacher education and school education, but you can't do one without the other. You can't do the teachers in the schools without doing the students and the parents. And the last thing I need for you to tell us is how people can reach you and where they can find
you. You can find me at adriandorch.com, entrepreneurendeavors.org. You can Twitter me at Adrian Dorch. You can find me on Facebook at Adrian Dorch. And you can actually call me at 847-845-0076. Yeah, I gave you the number because most people don't call. I do make myself available. If I'm somewhere 24 hours a day helping the kids, then it's obviously you can get in contact with me. I get in contact with everybody within 24 to 48 hours, if not picking up the phone. So, yeah, I gave you the number. I'm not going to give you it again. You should have got it the first time. But I am in Evanston. And like I said, once again, you can Twitter me at Agent Dorch. Or you can send me an email at agentdorch.com or entrepreneurendeavors.org. Or you can even get you a lovely Ascot by Adrian at ascotbyadrian.com.
Ascots are so fancy. They are so, you look very lovely in it too. I'm very. Yay. In other words, that was a whole bunch of fancy words for be fancy. So, again, I'm Carolyn Strong. I am your host, and that concludes our show today. And I sincerely hope that you come back and visit us again, Adrian.
I sure will. Thanks for having me.
Thank you, and good night. You can reach us next week at the same bat time and same bat place. Once again, Bully Stink Radio, powered by LR Media Group.
Oh,
Inc.
You should let me love you. Let me be the one.
Yeah.
Dang.
Oops. Maybe we should have extended the show.
Singing Adrian.
This show was brought to you by LR Media Group. LR Media Group, you can reach us at 888-551-7234.